Blog Talk Radio.
Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire.
You're tuned in to New Seasons Ministry, Pastor Steve Van Witte, a man of vision and of purpose that has a word for your life that comes to embark on you for thus says the Lord. You can reach him at P.O. Box 383-006, Duncanville, Texas, 75138, on the web at www.newseasons-ministries.org. Let us listen in as he breaks the bread of life.
With many members in one body, and all members have not the same office. So we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given unto us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministry, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, he that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness, that love be without dissimulation, abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good, be kindly affectionate one to another, with brotherly love and honor, preferring one another. Amen. We're talking about the body. Praise the Lord. We are his body. Amen. We are the body of Christ. We are the physical attributes of Christ Jesus. Amen. We are the activities of his limbs. Amen. His hands, his feet, his torso, his chest. Amen. We are his body. And we represent his body in many facets because we are many members. Amen. One thing that's, if you look at it as an anomaly, is that we are many members, yet we are one. Praise the Lord. And that one does not mean single, as in when we would look at a piece of gum or one apple. That one means that our cohesion, that our togetherness is so in tune with one another that we move as one, we act as one, we think as one. And that's why it's so important for us to understand that when we are representing the body of Christ, that we make sure that we have a sound mind, that we are of a singleness of heart, that we love one another, and that we love others as Christ has loved us. Because when you are representing an entity, praise the Lord, whether it be a government office, or if it's your home and your family name, or if it's your job, amen, and the company that you work for, people judge you based on your affiliation, based on who you're associated with. And so when you find yourself being a child of God, I tell you what, especially in a negative connotation, people would do that. Let you do something that seems out of turn. Let you do something that people don't seem as fair or right. Let you get something that they feel like that you don't deserve. The first thing they'll say, I thought you were supposed to be a Christian, or you're supposed to be a man of God or a woman of God. They'll let you know then that by association, they're going to ridicule you. They're going to persecute your name because you're supposed to be associated with this body. It's supposed to be associated with this organism. Don't call it an organization, because an organization can be growing, and then it could grow up and flourish, and then it can fall. But an organism, amen, is who we are. We're the body of Christ. We're alive. We're not dead. We're not just pieces in a puzzle, but we are the body, amen. And because we are alive, we're an organism, not an organization. And so we continue to grow. We continue to evolve. We continue to be who God has called us to be. But we have to be in a position where we recognize that we have to let our light shine. Amen. We have to do good works that people can see our works and give God the glory. And so it's important for us to understand that we need to associate with one another. We're living in an age where there is a dissimulation. We're living in an age where people are trying to separate themselves from other believers. separate themselves from other denominations, separate themselves from other doctrines, praise the Lord, but yet calling themselves Christians and the body of Christ. Now, the Bible says here, and we talk about this even in the as we begin to talk about the different gifts that are poured out to different the different entities. The Bible talks about that clearly, that there are going to be many administrations, but yet the same Spirit. So we have to recognize and pray and really trust God that He understands what He's doing when we didn't all come under the same denomination. That we have to understand that God has a plan for each and every one of us. If we go over to the 12th chapter, praise the Lord, of Corinthians, the first Corinthians, it's plain to see. It says that and there are differences of administration, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operation, but it is the same God which worketh in them all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given every man to profit withal. For one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by that same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by that same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning spirits and all kinds of diverse tongues, and to another interpretation of tongues. But it would say in the 11th verse, but all these work is one and the self-same Spirit, dividing to every man several as he wills. For as the body is one and hath many members, there we go again, and the members that are one body, being many, are one, so also is Christ. So we got to find ourselves in a position where we have to look at our similarities and come together. The Bible says that we must endeavor to keep the unity. Not because we always agree on every little thing that we do. If the doctrine is strong, if we're living holy, if we're walking after the things of God, or we're living in the example of the Word of God and preaching the unadulterated Word of God, so what this person over here plays this music in a certain way and we play it in another way? So what these people over here believe that they should wear pants and this one believe they should wear dresses? So what that we're in a position where it seems that because they're playing what they call white music and we're playing what we call black music that we have to be separated? So what? We need to come together. We need to endeavor to keep the unity because we are the whole body. Now, when the body is cut into pieces, it is maimed. It is not whole. It is not healed. Doesn't profit any. Or to say to the eye, I don't need you because I'm the foot. Or to the hand that I don't need the leg because I'm the hand or the head to be in a position where that gets all the honor but the body is neglected, that's not possible. That's not true. That's not the way the body works. Christ doesn't want us to be in a position where we are separated and have dissembled ourselves because of people and things that are so small and minute that it really shouldn't call the difference in the body. But yet every day we find ourselves challenging each other in different denominations and different sets about what it is to be a Christian. And so people are confused. People don't know where to go. People don't know how to worship. People don't know what songs to sing. People don't know what to wear. People don't know where to get information, to get counseling, to get love, to get unity, because we ourselves have divided ourselves. We've put ourselves in a position where we are marketing for visitation and people to come to see about what we're doing that's different what they're doing over there. Small churches against large churches. Large churches are laughing at small churches, and the media churches are in mediocrity, and some of them are trying to be small, and some of them are trying to be large. People are trying to jump from one church to another and trying to find themselves being satisfied in what's going on in their flesh. But we need to recognize that we together are the body. We must come together. All of us work in that one and that self-same Spirit, divided to every man separately as he willeth. For as the body is one and has many members, we are one, being with Christ. For by one Spirit we are baptized into one body. Look at this. Whether we be Jews or Gentiles. See, I'll let you know, I'm telling you, that God is not concerned about, amen, your culture and the way that you express your love to him. He's concerned about you being on one accord. Whether we be bond or free. Whether we be male or female, praise the Lord, whether we be black or white, whether we be rich or poor, for the body is not one member, but many. The foot shall say, because I am not the hand, and I'm not part of the body, is it not part of the body still? It is. We are in a position, I'm telling you right now, that we have to understand God's plan for our lives. See, there's going to be a day, amen, there's going to be a day of reckoning. There's going to be a day when God is going to open up heaven, and the Bible says that the bridegroom, amen, will be there waiting for his bride. And the bride is the body of Christ. And the body of Christ has to be made whole. Imagine a woman getting ready, amen, to get married, amen. Looking over herself, she has other people that are fixing her train and making sure her makeup is on right and making sure her hair is done and making sure that her dress fits properly, because her body represents who she is. And as she comes down that aisle, amen, that bridegroom is going to look at her in amazement and say, "That's my wife. That's my bride. That's my helpmate. That's the one I've been waiting for." So much is the Son of God waiting for the body of Christ to get themselves together, to cut out all the schism and the separation and the dissimulation and to come together as one. I'm not saying that we all have to speak the same way and say the same thing. There are many different types of ways to worship God in truth and in spirit. Sometimes our culture does dictate how we worship. But if we're worshiping the same God and we're using the spirit and the power of the Holy Ghost and we're walking in the revelation of the Word of God, and we speak in the truth and letting our yea be yea and our nay be nay, then we are the body of Christ. Now, we're going to teach another doctrine and teach about other gods and all those kind of things, that you can live any kind of way and be saved or you know, profit in our own self. No, we know that's not of God. But just because you're speaking in Spanish and you have a certain way that you play your music and a certain way that you perform your worship and I'm speaking it and doing Negro hymns and things of that nature, somebody else is coming out with some different type of radical worship, if we're worshiping the same God, go for it. I praise you, my brother. I bless you, my sister. I honor you, those that are going out there and speaking in other tongues that I don't know, speaking in other religions that I don't know, other cultures that I don't know, but they are presenting the unadulterated word of God. I bless you. I commend you. I exhort you to continue to do what you're doing. And I pray that you pray for me, that I continue to be who God has called me to be. All of us have a part. All of us have a gift. But the Bible says the self-same spirit, the same spirit as every prophet. Look what it says. It says here, and there's differences in administration. There's different ways that we run things. You may do things differently than I do. Listen, I had a friend of mine that was a deacon in my church at one point in time, and he was just hell-bent on saying the prayer after the scripture. And I said, well, the way that I designed it, brother, I want to do the prayer and then the scripture. And he got so bent out of shape and upset that he didn't even want to do the prayer, because the last church that he was at, they did the scripture first, then the prayer. So he wanted to come to my church and change the way that I did it. And he felt like that it was wrong. Is it wrong to pray before you read the scripture? Or is it wrong to read the scripture before you pray? That is nothing to fight over. That is nothing to be separated about. We got to come together. We got to be one body. We got to do what God has called us to do. There's no time for this type of schism to go on, this type of separation. Glory to God. Come on, let's be one. Let's come together. Let's do what God has called us to do in this last day. God is counting on us to be the representation here in this earth realm. Jesus prayed in John. He said, I don't pray that you take them out of this world. That's not what my prayer is. My prayer is that you keep them in this present world until I come back. And this is what I pray that God would do with us as we are here, that we'll be one body, one mind, one spirit, one faith in the Holy Ghost. Father, we love you, we praise, and we magnify you. We thank you, God, because you're an awesome one. We thank you that you are the great husband, man, and that we are your people, we are your children. You're a good father to us. You've kept us, and you're keeping us even right now. Help us, God, to be unified in one body, that we will be who you called us to be in this last and evil days. God, bless all those churches that are lifting up the banner of Christ right now. God, touch their ministry. Bless them. Prosper them, God, in the name of Jesus, that they'll be fruitful according to your divine will and purpose for their lives. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Pastor Steve Dinwiddie of New Seasons Ministries, have a wonderfully blessed day.